much. All right, it stands submitted, so we will move on to our next case, which is 7055, McKee v. Blackmon v. Manning. And if all the parties wouldn't mind, hi, saying their names for my clerks and any parties or people that you may have with you.
Brian McDonald, the appellant.
Hello, you for Brian McDonald, the appellant, the respondent who is present in court.
All right. So we will have the appellant. Would you like some rebuttal time?
Sorry?
Rebuttal time? Any rebuttal time?
No?
No?
I have to apologize in advance. I'm losing my voice.
That's okay.
I've been all days and it's kind of painful.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You maybe move the mic closer to you if you want. See that mic? Does it move? No. Sorry.
So I think our position is pretty well laid out in the briefing. So if there's no questions, I'm going to kind of cut it short, and I apologize, but it's pretty painful to speak.
Okay.
Maybe we should save rebuttal then.
Do you want to just save rebuttal? Do you want to
15 minutes for rebuttal?
If you need it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for understanding.
No worries.
I really apologize. It's
no problem.
Pretty embarrassing. But,
thank you. All right. So let's reset the clock at 15. Can we do that or no? Okay, we can. All right, we'll hear from respondent.
Court's already read our briefings. I would like to focus on three aspects of our brief. First would be the use of the evidence from the other case, the Canadian case. Appellant has placed great emphasis on the fact that their position is that the trial court should not have used evidence from the companion case.
Well, let me just throw out the most outrageous hypothetical I can possibly think of. You're talking about how you can't take into consideration at all how you treated other kids, right?
That's not my position, Your Honor. That's
their position.
Right, that's their position.
That's our position. Our position is, number one, that the court can use whatever evidence it chooses to use. Number two, the court at the lower level, appellant did not object to that use of evidence, or at least there's nothing in their briefing material that said that. So under our case law, and it's de novo, if you don't use, it's not de novo, it's Bright v. Consolidated Casinos. If you don't object to evidence, you can't bring it up on the first time for an appellant on the appeal, unless, of course, as you pointed out,
it's plain error. What if it's plain error?
You can bring up plain error, but again, it wasn't objected to. And also, even if the evidence was used and considered, if you look at the order of the court considered evidence that was from the specific case involving Mr. Maley and Ms. McKee Black. It did not reference, except for one exception, evidence or information from the other case. And I'll get into those findings in a moment, if I may. So at this point, because they didn't object to the evidence, whatever was introduced from the other case, they waived that on appeal in our position, unless, of course, it relates to jurisdiction. With respect to the standard of review in this particular situation is that of discretion, and that's been set forth in any number of cases, including Delmer. And the court has to exercise discretion, and there's a series of cases, including the last one of Arcella, which came down from the Nevada Supreme Court last month, which the court again emphasized. If the trial court is going to make decisions about child custody, they have to use the best interest of the child standard.
Did you call Arcella? I'm sorry, I missed the name of that.
It's Arcella v. Arcella.
V. Arcella, okay.
Yes. In that particular case, it involved different situations. It involved school choice and impact of religion
right.
on school choice.
Mm-hmm.
However, the court is very specific there, as it has been in other cases such as Bluestein, Rivero, Druckmann, which hold that lower court has to find findings of fact and conclusions of law. They've identified the best interest of the child standard. If the court doesn't do that, it's an abuse of discretion. In this case, my third part is the order itself. In this case, the lower court issued a 27-page order. It was 27 pages because the record in this case is, I believe, 26 volumes. And in that case, the court addressed each of the elements, or the factors, if you will, for best interest of the child standard. And I can go through those very quickly with the court's permission. The first element is the wishes of the child. The court determined that because we're talking about a young child, the child couldn't express any wishes. Any nomination of a guardian for the child by either parent, none was made. The third element is which parent is more likely to allow the child to have frequent associations in continuing relationship with a non-custodial parent. The court addressed this issue with five pages. It made several findings, including that the appellant had canceled one of respondents' two-week visits for no reason. The court further noted that respondent had missed two major holidays, even after set visitations dates were ordered, and that the court had been belittling towards respondent and insulting towards the father of the two other children. Now, except for the issue of belittling towards the father of the two other children, each of these elements I've mentioned are directly related to this case and independent of the companion case. The level of conflict between the parents is the fourth element. And again, the court, specifically to this case, found 14 examples of conflict between the parents. The fifth element is the ability of the parents to cooperate to meet the needs of the child. The court again looked at specific elements related to this case and found that the father's co-parenting had improved over time. However, mother had regressed and has potential to regress as evidenced by something going on in another case. But nonetheless, the court found that Mr. Maley's co-parenting skills had improved over time. And that's at Record on Appeal 2608-5-7 for the court's convenience. The mental and physical health of the parents. Again, that's case specific. The court looked at eight different elements or factors, including that there are no issues with alcohol or drugs as it relates to the father. However, as to the mother, the court found that she continued to engage in inappropriate parental behavior even after she started counseling. The sixth element is developmental, physical, developmental, and emotional needs of the child. Again, this is case specific. The court said both parents were able to address their son's physical, developmental, and emotional needs. The next element is the nature of the relationship of the child with each parent. Again, case specific. And this, as to this factor, the court gave weight to the father's relationship with the minor child. Additionally, the court found that there was testimony and evidence of mother's gatekeeping behavior in more than one instance. The next element is the ability of the child to maintain a relationship with the sibling. Again, case specific. The child, Reagan, has two sets of other siblings. One set of siblings through his father, biological father, Mr. Maley, who lived in St. George, or at least that's what the court found. Another set of siblings with Ms. McKee's former husband, and they live in Las Vegas. So the court found that it was better for the children to be able to maintain a relationship with their half-siblings if custody were awarded to Mr. Maley. Again, case specific. The only thing that's related to the other case is the two children that Ms. McKee Blackman has with her former husband. Another element would be history of parental abuse or neglect. Again, from this case, the court discussed five incidents and determined that in those cases, appellant had engaged in abusive behavior. Now, in this particular case, there is mention of one incident from the other case. Another issue is whether any parent or other person seeking physical custody has engaged in an act of domestic violence against the child. And again, that's case specific. And the court found 3 instances of violence between the parties and found that the appellant was the aggressor. The last element is whether any parent or other person seeking physical custody has committed an act of abduction. You can argue that point, but from a legal perspective, no. So based on all of these, the court addressed all of these factors as it's required to by a whole line of cases from the Nevada Supreme Court and this court. We would argue that the lower court acted appropriately, exercised its discretion appropriately, and properly awarded primary physical custody of the minor child to Mr. Bailey, the respondent. Are there any questions?
Yes, I would ask you about your first point regarding the evidence from other cases.
Yes.
Frankly, I was a little surprised to see that argument when I first looked at this case, and maybe because I'm from a smaller county. Frankly, when I heard these cases, we had a rule that said one family, one judge. So it was considered desirable for the same judge to hear facts from different cases. And the issue was always a procedural one. How would you go about hearing the evidence from the other case? Or if you learned something from the other case, how would you disregard it if it was inappropriate? Here, didn't the witness testify, the psychologist? And so there wasn't a procedural issue because the witness is in the courtroom and anything could be explored. But does the 8th Judicial District not have any type of similar rule or similar procedure?
No, Your Honor. It is one case, one rule. Unfortunately, in this particular case, Ms. Blackham had 2 cases with 2 different men heard by 2 different judges. Why those cases weren't consolidated or heard by the same judge at different times, I don't know. I wasn't involved in the case at that point in time.
You don't know within the family court, obviously. We didn't practice in family court as well. There's no other, I guess, you know, odyssey, it like hits on the kid and then it goes, so that way, or the mother or the father, whatever, and then the case would get tracked to that same judge.
I wish there were, Your Honor. I have another case down there in which I have mom in one case and dad in another case, and if one judge were to hear both cases, it would make a lot more sense. I'm not aware of anything like that other than to file a motion to have both cases heard by the same judge.
And you have, you know, the evidentiary rule 48.045 subsection 2 that, you know, other evidence of other crimes, wrongdoing, etc., is not admissible for propensity purposes.
Correct.
And that's the general rule. Should there be a different exception when it comes to best interests of the child? And is this what that judge did here?
Yes, Your Honor, because when you're talking in the criminal context, you're talking beyond a reasonable doubt.
But it's not criminal, it's also civil. That's a civil, that is a rule of evidence. 48.045 is a rule of evidence that goes to both civil and criminal cases, and family law is a civil case.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is there something that is perhaps different in the family law arena that rule of evidence should perhaps be, I guess not as strict, yeah, relaxed, better word.
I know that in my experience in family law is that a lot of the rules of evidence are relaxed because of the emphasis on the best interests of the child. There are litigants that would argue that should not be the case.
Well, because
I think the rule should be applied simply because you have, that way you have the same set of rules in all contexts. In this case, assuming the rule was violated, again, Ms. McKee Blackham did not oppose violent opposition or object to that. She just objected to that for the first time in her appeal, and would argue that she waived that objection.
Well, but if it's an error of law to do that, whereas errors of law are reviewed de novo, and you certainly have the plain error standard, which we were even unobjected to errors at trial, we were the plain error if it was just so obvious from the record that it would have been error. So let me ask you this, you know, maybe even if a judge can consider how the parent treated other children. In this case, you have the added factor of it's another case in front of another judge. So is there any danger, if you're going to take evidence of what happened in front of another judge, of inconsistent findings or any sort of race judicata or collateral estoppel problem if two judges conclude that different factual things happen?
In that case, that was what was going on. And one of Mr. Maley's attorney was able to have both judges confer and do a comparison and contrast as to what was going on so that both judges were consistent in what was going on in both cases.
Right, but that's a weird, I mean, that may be a proper way to do it, but what's the, I mean, that's a little, I mean, that didn't strike you as a little odd. That's a peculiar way to resolve factual things, right? Just to have two judges talk to each other.
I can't imagine doing that. I can't imagine saying, he was right below me. All we had was a stairwell apart. Me scurrying down there saying, well, Judge Shaw, what do you think of this? That just doesn't happen over in the OJC.
That's incredible. Yeah,
it just doesn't happen.
I understand the court's concerns. I've only got about 30 seconds left. The only thing I would say is, assuming that that was error, it was harmless error because the judge at the trial level was able to base her decision on findings of fact that were specific to the case involving Mr. Maley and Ms. Blackham and did not rely on this findings of fact from Blackham v. Blackham.
And also, Dr. Paglini testified in your proceedings, right? So
right.
You actually have the witness in front of the judge is going to believe Dr. Paglini or not.
Sure. And Ms. Blackham was represented by counsel in both cases, and she had the opportunity to object or bring in additional evidence to show that the conclusions the judge was making at the trial level was wrong. Any other questions?
No, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll ask Mr. McDonald, I know, do you have any rebuttal to that at all?